Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
Only a movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly Podcast, where we review horror films directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me today is a very special guest, one of my favorite verbal sparring partners, which we've already started. It's my buddy Larry from Here's Johnny. How are you doing?
Good. I'm happy to be here. I thought that this show would have ended already since Jason Blum said that there aren't any horror women filmmakers.
I mean, you know that that's how this podcast started, right? You're just fucking with me now. Okay.
I thought we would have had like 3 episodes and be done, but here we are. Okay.
Well, I mean, there's only 3 movies of note by women. So we burned through those in episodes 1 through 3. And then it was just like, you know, what are we going to talk about?
Yes. Finding YouTube shorts.
Honestly, when we started this podcast, that was a little bit of a concern. Like there was a moment where we were like, we've got a good 70 episodes, right? Like we can find indie films. We can get to like 50 to 70 episodes. And then, believe it or not, COVID turned into this boom where there were just so many more films coming out, I think getting platformed because like they were holding the male directed ones for theatrical releases. It's a little bit of a league of their own situation.
And probably the streaming services wanted more content because that was like the boom. So
yeah. Yep. But here we are. Although I will say we were a little concerned at the beginning of this year. There was not as many women, and they're releasing as many this year. So we shall see. Anyway, on that note, what have you been up to? How have you been, Lerald? Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate you. Ariel's out this week dealing with some family stuff, and you were kind enough to step in. So I'm going to try not to give you too much shit tonight.
No, please go for it. I am really excited. Listeners to Here's Johnny probably know that Justin got a new job. And in that new role, he's not allowed to publicly critique or review movies and games. Yeah. So Here's Johnny's kind of pivoting in format. It's going to continue on, which I'm really excited about. But I like talking about movies in particular. Games was a nice little thing, a nice little addition, and it was fun doing it with Justin, but I like talking about movies. So I'm excited, and I'm here whenever you need me.
Well, that's exciting to know, because I probably get you a lot this year. So consider yourself. We're calling you up to the majors, my friend.
Perfect.
And we have a very, in the near future, because you are such a good sport and willing to jump on with anything, we're going to reward you with the movie you most want to review soon. We just got to get it on the calendar. We're going to be reviewing Twilight.
It's going to be great. I'll bring out all my candles, all my action figures in the background, all my hardbound books. I'll just bring them all out.
Yeah, for those of you in the audience that think he's kidding, he is not. This is the first case of self-Stockholming that has ever been documented. He Stockholmed himself into like Twilight super fandom. So it'll be you. I might bring on Matilda. Like, we might have to be the 4 of us, because I'm going to be so outnumbered by you and Ariel when we do this if I don't have an ally.
Yeah, I still don't know when the turn happened, but I do enjoy. I don't watch all of them. It's really just the first one. It's really just the first movie.
Just the Catherine Hardwick of it all.
Yes, and it's just there's so many amazing actors in that movie, and God, it is something to watch. But yeah,
We'll get into it.
But new with me.
Yeah. What else is going on with you? What's on your mind? Let's climb into the mind of Lerald.
So I watched Somnium.
Okay.
Which we're reviewing tonight.
Yes, we are.
And then Devin plays cribbage with her mom on Mondays.
Cute.
And so it's me and Lydia, and she didn't take a nap today, so she crashed around 6:30. So I was nap trapped, which I love. And I decided to watch Hell House LLC. Never seen it before.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of found footage horror films. Like Blair Witch is my favorite scary movie of all time.
Wild.
And
no, I mean, it's of all time. That's a wild choice, but it's fine. Like, you like what you like.
Well, I spent a lot of time in the woods growing up as a kid, especially as a little kid. And I was eight when I saw that. So it's like core memory.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I was definitely also 8 when I saw that and not 18. Like, literally, I think I might have been.
But it got me kind of thinking. So Hell House had some spooky moments, but it wasn't scary throughout. And I have been reading Brandon Sanderson and his Cosmere, and I put a pause after the last book of his I read because I want to start reading scary stuff. It's spooky season. It's fall. Mm-hmm. The PSLs are out tomorrow. Like, it's time.
Oh, is tomorrow the day that PSLs arrive?
It is. It is.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I had my first holiday-themed latte this weekend, and it felt like coming home. I was like, here we are. It was not a pumpkin spice. It was cardamom and citrus, and it was incredible. And it was like, yes, this is the time of my people. Arise. Arise, spooky season, folks.
And I was telling Rachel before we started recording, and I'm not sure, can they see my name in the chat? I have no idea. But
No.
I cannot find anything scary like I used to.
I mean, you also have to think about, like, you know when you go outside and it's bright and you go inside and you can't see anything?
Mm-hmm.
The world is so fucking scary. How is a movie supposed to scare you at this point?
And I think that's part of it, too, because, I mean, horror is really great at not only picking apart things that are happening in the world, but kind of letting you dissociate from everything else. Like, remember the first one I saw, The Conjuring? Like, it was just the whole time you're on the edge of your seat. Same.
Yeah.
Insidious, like, kind of similar vibes. The ending always gets me because of the old lady in the window. But, like, I haven't been scared, whether it's been book or movie. And I was trying to think of the last movie that actually freaked me out, and I can't think of one. Like, there are movies with moments. But nothing that actually had, or like really scary themes when you think about it, like The Substance. Like, I wouldn't say that's like a Conjuring kind of scary, but it's scary to think about. And I went through my story graph, and there's not a single book in there, except for Salem's Lot, which I've read way too many times, that I would consider like keep you up at night scary.
Yeah. I think to some degree, it's like one of those things that's a bummer of being a huge horror fan and consuming so much. You do kind of anesthetize yourself to it to some degree. And I think it's also why people maybe begin pursuing like extreme horrors, because like maybe it doesn't scare you, but it does make you feel something, whether it's disgust or revulsion or just, like it gives you the body sensations that you no longer are feeling, because horror and comedy are the two genres that you actually feel in your body more so than any other one. I guess, that and like, you know, adult content, you also feel that in your body. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Things you can watch in front of your family.
And I've watched extreme horror. I mean, maybe not the most extreme, but I've watched like...
Well, I know you're a big fan of Human Centipede 2.
Oh my God, that was... awful. And then like I've tried Hostel, which was a huge bummer because Cabin Fever was great, but Hostel is not for me, and neither was Green Inferno. And I don't know, I want to be scared, especially this time of year with everything going on. I want something to watch or to read and just fully dissociate and just not be able to go to bed after I watch something. And like The Strangers is another one where like the first time I watched it from beginning to end had me freaked out. But it's just been so long and nothing fresh. Because like The Strangers is still scary. Conjuring is still scary. Gerald's Game and the Moonlight Man is still scary. But like, I've seen it. I know the beats. I want something new. And I don't know. It bums me out. I know you've talked about it a lot before, too. Like, you said, like, you were a husk or whatever. Like, you, like, nothing really, like, freaks you out anymore.
It's hard. It's hard. I'm trying to think about the last... Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.